are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P alongside Ryan. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. We also kindly ask that you hit that subscribe button and leave a review, even though you won't. here we are, another week. Recap, got my brother here, Ryan. What's up, Ry?
What's good, bro?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. I'm doing really well.
Well, as a Red Sox fan, I'm sure you're doing very well.
Watching the game right now. We're up 2-1, so.
Oh, yes.
Not bad.
Nice. We just had an interesting week, especially, you know, being a Bills fan, you know, I had a really big matchup. I kind of had to get over this loss. It helps when you win in fantasy, but not when you're under 500 by a lot. I wanted to start off just recapping a few of these matchups that we just had. And starting with that Buccaneers-Eagles game on Thursday. Basically, the Eagles are who we thought they were in this matchup, right? They're still banged up on the offensive line. Jalen Hurts, though, still in fantasy.
Relevant, yeah.
Yeah, but when you look at a guy like Jalen Hurts, and keeping in mind that he's only had 10 career starts.
Yeah, I heard that during the game. I was like, wow, I didn't even think about it like that.
Do you feel like the Eagles are going to be impatient, label him that he's not the quarterback, and next year move on from him only to have another team benefit from his growth in the future?
Yeah, I can see. And I think I might have mentioned in our group text. Mm-hmm. I think I could see him like getting traded to another team and like flourishing, because it's not him, man. Like, I think the guy's talented. He's not making great decisions. He's not 100% accurate, but I think he has those tangibles that you look for, like in a quarterback, mm-hmm. especially a quarterback who can run. I just think they're making him too robotic, and he's not playing like they're just not letting him rock. Like, yo, let him rock and see what he can do. And truly see if he has that potential to be that like franchise quarterback. Cause I mean, to only lose by 6 points to the Bucks,
yeah,
that's not that bad.
Especially when they were kind of scuffling the entire game, right? Like, it's almost like they turned it on in the fourth quarter. I think I feel like
a lot of teams do that. Like, a lot of bad teams that have like decent quarterbacks wait till like the 2 minute drill. I'm like, bro, run the 2 minute drill all game. You have everything to lose.
That's true. Yeah, it's like some quarterbacks are better when they have less time to think, right? Like, when they're just more reacting to what's happening on the field and not having to worry about the X's and O's and what's the next play. And I don't know, a guy like Jalen Hurts, you know, I would just want him to just play free. I feel like they're forcing him to be in the pocket too. There was big trade news too.
Yes. So. I had a feeling, man. I think I called it. I called it in our text message.
You did. Yeah, you did. You said,
I was like, once I saw our alert of the trade happening, I was like, or the them being in trade talks, I was like, yo, he's going to Arizona, man. There's no way one of them doesn't go. I just didn't know which one. Obviously, yeah, they showed us.
So Zach Ertz went for what, like a fourth round pick?
A sixth player round? And yeah, like a cornerback and like a six or something.
Yeah, they got a nice, pretty nice haul. Considering, right?
I mean, he's old, so
yeah. No, but that's a good move for the Cardinals. They got the replacement for Max Williams. Obviously, him going down was kind of big because he was
veteran who still looks good, man.
Yeah.
It's got it, man. You got to manage him and give him efficient targets. Like, and I think he can do that in Arizona. I think this week they might. And again, I have him in fantasy, so again, it sounds like I'm being biased, but with the new piece, like get him warmed up to the offense, maybe run a couple plays specifically for him. I can see him with like 4 to 5 targets. And I mean, what he does with them, I don't know, but I can see them like game planning him into this script, especially against the bum ass Texans.
Yo, and if you get a guy like Ertz, that's another red zone weapon, another end zone weapon. And that's less that Kyler has to try to do, you know, with his legs, right? When he gets to that point. And you already see, we mentioned his shoulder, right? Like, what's the best way to keep him upright, prevent him from scrambling and getting those, even if it's a cheap.
He's not scrambling as much.
No, right. But he's being more strategic with it, which is good. But he's still, you don't want him to take those hits. So another red zone weapon, man, like, you know, to add to Hopkins and Kirk and what they're doing. Rondale Moore is getting used out of the backfield like a running back, which was crazy to me.
Yeah. What's the point of having Chase Edmonds?
Yeah, I didn't really understand that. I think Edmonds got the 140-yard carry or 30-yard carry or something like that. Then after that, he was pretty much a wash. Yeah. Looking at these matchups, nothing else. You know, the Dolphins. Yeah, Rookies,
before we jump off, I wanted to look. Kyler Murray had 7 carries for 6 yards.
Wow.
So they're not running it as much with him. I mean, the trusty old James Conner, 16 carries, 71 yards. So, like,
when you have a 6'2 back, what are you doing running? When you have a 6'2 back, what are you doing running design plays for your quarterback? That's, yo, that's a generous 5'9, 5'10.
I don't even know who the backup is in Arizona. Like, look what they did to Baker.
It's not Rosen.
Nah, he's not there no more. He's gone.
Watch it be like Blake Bortles, bro. Somehow he still gets a job in the NFL and Cap can't. Yeah, yeah, but that's besides the point. Looking at these other matchups, I'm looking at the Dolphins and Jaguars. If you can call that a surprise, right? The Jaguars got their first win. I think they snapped 20 game losing streak.
Oh wow, is that what it was?
Dating back to last year, I believe so. So Urban Meyer getting over the hump. Not physically, but you know, in the football sense.
Yes.
He a whole perv bastard. but you like to see, I mean, if you're in the AFC West and you're a Chiefs fan, you like to see the Chiefs pull off that win against Washington. In the first half, it looked like the Washington was going to be in it.
Yeah. Mahomes showed up. Our defense just looks bad.
Yeah, yeah. Washington football team definitely needs a secondary stat because they're not doing that line any favors. I don't know if it's the scheme, though, because it's just with that talented line. I feel like last year you felt like that defense this year was going to be a top 5 defense, and it feels like they've taken a step back, if not two.
Yeah, multiple steps back.
Is it secondary depth you feel like they need, or –
it's just not getting enough pressure to help the secondary. The quarterback has all day back there to just pick them apart. So I don't know. I think it's a mixture of both.
It could be
our safety, Landon Collins, is a linebacker.
Like, yeah,
just I don't know. Not the right personnel for, I guess, the schemes that we're trying to run.
Yeah,
I had to guess.
Yeah, and then the offense can't stay healthy. That's not gonna really bode well at this point. Do you want Washington to just not compete so you can get a better pick?
I tell you this every year. I'm like, if we're not a playoff team, I want to be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, like, do you want another year like last year where you made it as a, what, 7-9 team?
No, to get that 15th pick again in the draft, like, no, I'm good. Just be – I'd rather be 3-14 and get a top 8 pick, 7 pick. Like, those were the game changers we're at.
Let the young guys play.
Yeah.
Right? That's true, yeah, man.
Forget Fitzpatrick at this point. Like, stop trying to save the season, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talked about Heinicke. Like, you know, keep Heinicke this year. Don't make any moves for any quarterbacks or anything like that. And you know, you just take your lumps with him. And then if anything, at least you have your backup quarterback for the future. Because I like Heinicke as number 2, right? I think he's better than a lot of, maybe more than half of the number 2s in the league right now.
Yeah. Two things I want to touch on game-wise from last week. The two biggest surprises for me were the Patriots and Cowboys game. Patriots being so close in it, actually having the lead majority of that game. Nobody expected that. And the Cowboys pulling away in overtime. A lot of back and forth. Trey Diggs, Trayvon getting another pick 6.
And then getting burned for one.
And then getting burned for one. And I was mentioning to you, like, yeah, he's a great at picking off, but he gets burned a lot. I think he has, like, some of the most yards allowed with balls thrown his way. So that was something. I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
I can add a surprise if you want me to add a surprise. And just in general. So if you want me to keep it to the game, then
no, I'm off the game. I, I think the surprise, we're both the same thing.
You know what my surprise is going to be?
Yeah.
I cannot believe Herbert.
Herbert, the Chargers.
What I will say is that the one thing that I felt that the Ravens had going for them is momentum. Coming off of a win like that on national TV Monday night, that carries, especially if you're going home. That carries, man. So that's what the Ravens were playing on. The Ravens they always have that one game or two game at home where they just blow people out the water.
Yeah, so you think this, and I think we were talking about it on Sunday, do you think this next game versus Cincy is a trap game?
If there's ever a definition for a trap game, if you look
it
up
in Baltimore, it's in Baltimore.
It's in Baltimore, but you always...
Oh, you heard it here first. Everybody put your money on Cincy.
Yeah, whatever the line is.
I'll tell you right now. Cincy is...
3.5. Damn it. We come a long way.
They're 6.5-point underdogs. So that I'm going to pull up the odds right now. Hold on. For all my bettors out there, let me pull
up. And this is a nice little foreshadowing for what's to come. We're going to actually have one of the best sports bettors and handicappers in the game on this show soon. El Capitan.
Let's see if the Bengals have even enough juice to warrant P's. I might sprinkle a little bit on these Bengals. If P's talking correctly, let's see. The Bengals are. hold on. We're doing this live. Work with me, guys.
Yeah. And look, the Bengals last week, Joe Mixon, healthy. You think a high ankle sprain in the past, you're out for what? 4 weeks at least, 4 or 5 weeks? Mixon, back in a week, they set a full workload, and he got the full workload and looks really good doing it. That offensive line looks better. Joe Burrow, I think from year one to year two, from all of these quarterbacks, because even Josh Allen took a few years, from year one to year two, because Herbert was good year one.
But I'll tell you what the reason is, though. I give some credit to Burrow, mm-hmm. but Burrow and credit to the Bengals as well. He has the best weapons.
Dude, that dude has tons of, right? Like, you have a tight end like Uzomah who comes back from an Achilles injury and looks like one of the most athletic
three receivers, two running back. Like, he has really good weapons. And again, I mean, that's credit to the Bengals preparing him like that. I think they did a really good job. You know, the Bengals are plus 215 straight up. Mm. So I'm just saying $100 to win 215. Not a bad.
That is not gambling advice. But just, you know, notice the tendencies and trends, division games, division opponent. I'm just saying, you know, crazier things have happened.
The Texans are plus 900 straight up. You think they win versus the Cardinals?
What's the spread? Yeah.
The spread is minus 17.5.
Oh my God.
If you take the Texans straight up, you get plus 900. So, hey.
It's in Houston?
No, it's
yeah, they're going to get this.
I think that's a lot of points. That's a lot. That's a little crazy. I think they went by like 14 plus, like, but 17, that's a lot of points.
Now the Bills put up 40 on them and blanked them out.
Okay, maybe it's not a lot of points.
So, I don't know. Although, the wild card is Tyrod coming back. Because Tyrod changes things. You can't really scheme a mobile quarterback, right? Like, it's hard. And he's not going to make mistakes.
Facts. So, Super Bowl odds real quick while we're on this topic.
Yeah.
Bucks are the favorite right now at plus 550. Mm. The Bills are plus 600. So, even despite a loss, still second. Chiefs climbing back up here, plus 750. Mm-hmm. And then you got the Ravens, Rams, and Cardinals to end it out of the top six. So, let's see where Washington's at.
I was going to say, let's see where Washington
is. Washington is plus 18,000. Hey, I'm going to put $5 on that.
It can happen.
Yo, $5 will win you 900. So, no. That's the worst $5 you can spend.
We were actually.
Real quick, while we're on this, I don't want to talk too much about betting, but.
Yeah.
Besides those top six, the Bucks, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Rams, and the Cardinals, is there anybody besides that you think can win the Super Bowl this year?
Did we say Packers?
I didn't say the Packers. They're outside that top six.
I'm going to put the Packers.
Plus 1,200. So they're eighth.
I'll put the Packers in that category. They have a defense that's opportunistic, right? It's not the greatest, but it's opportunistic. And they have one of the best corners in the game. So that always helps. And then you have a quarterback who has a chip on his shoulder, a wide receiver who has a chip on his shoulder, and a running back who has a chip on his shoulder. And they're going to get their left tackle back at any point. So the Packers are only going to get better, in my opinion. That would be my team that's not in that list.
Nice. I like it.
Are the Cowboys up there?
Cowboys are right ahead. They're seventh above the pack, right in front of the Packers.
Keep your eye on
the MVP real quick, and then we'll move on. MVP, top six. We got Prescott, Murray, Allen third, Brady, Rodgers, and Stafford to round it out. So
Prescott.
Who's your favorite right now to win it? He's number one. He's got the best odds. Yeah. Well, him and Kyler Murray have retired for the best.
Didn't I say Dak a few weeks ago on the show? And it was kind of like, oh, Dak?
Yeah, but now he's hurt. So
that might hurt. Yeah. So let's see what happens with that calf, right? Because, you know, they have the bye week coming up.
Lamar Dark Horse plus 1,300.
Yo, Lamar.
They're saying he's putting up better numbers than he did in his MVP season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or do you think they will finally give the MVP to a running back like Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry. I mean, yo
plus 30,000. I'm just saying.
Not that crazy.
Yo, they got Teddy Bridgewater at plus 3,800. Why? What the?
They actually have him on the list.
Yeah, right next to Derrick Henry. Why? I think Derrick Henry has the best odds as far as all these sleepers. Value-wise, plus 3,000 for Derrick.
From a non-quarterback,
if he breaks the rushing record, even though it's 17 games, I think he might finally win it. Even though I feel like he should have won it last year.
What if he does it in 16 games and adds the 17 as a bonus and like shatters it,
bro?
I think that's what he wants to do.
Yeah. How many yards does he have right now? Let me check real quick. Yo, I think he might run for 2,500. Is that crazy?
783. If you take if you take his yards, right, and you only count his yards after contact, he still leads the league in rushing.
Yo, he's averaging 130 per game. There's how many games left? 11?
Let me see.
Yeah.
10 for fantasy, 11 in regular season.
1,300, so that'd be – wait. 11. I can't do simple math, guys. I'm sorry. 11 times 130. So 1,400 plus the 783 he has, 2,200 rushing yards. Lord.
In the comment section below, what do you think? Does King Henry break the record? But not only that, does he win MVP? And does it take him 17 games to break the rushing record?
I want to see who was the last running back to win MVP. I'm Googling it right now.
Wasn't LP?
Peterson, 2012.
Okay. Damn. That was that.
So we haven't had a running back win MVP in 9 years. That's crazy.
That is.
And what did he do that year? Hold on. Adrian Peterson, 2000. And
isn't that the year he went over 2,000 yards?
After he came back from the
ACL?
Yeah, right?
Was that after?
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I think so. It had to be because that has to be his best year. 2012, he ran for 2,900 yards and only 12 touchdowns. Bro, how does Derrick Henry not win an MVP?
No.
Bro, he's going to shatter. He already has 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, that was the year after his ACL tear, grade 3. And he returned. So he got hurt in December of 2011.
You might be right, because in 2014, he missed a lot of games too, but.
Yeah, so 2011 was the knee, the ACL tear, and then he returned for week one in 2012, and I don't think he ever had another ACL injury after that, did he?
Bro, I'm really looking at this. How did he win the MVP?
I think if you look at the did they make the playoffs that year? I don't know, but he was literally King Henry kind of is the only option. He's not the only option on his team, though, right? Like, he has A.J. Brown.
He had 348 rushing attempts. How many does Adrian Peterson – Henry already have?
I'll tell you right now.
Henry, I have like
162. 162.
In six games.
So that's
I might go back and look at that MVP because Derrick Henry, legit.
I mean, every time he touches the ball,
Bucks will win you 1500.
Every time he touches the ball and he gets to the second level, you feel like he's going to break it.
House call. Bro, he was running, what was it, like 21.8
miles an hour. The fastest by a ball carrier this year. Ball carriers that include.
He went up the middle. He was out.
I mean, there was a hold on Poyer, but that's fine.
Yeah, facts.
So we got guys like Ruggs who run 4.240s. We got guys like Tyreek Hill, same. Both of them have touched the ball and scored, and none of them have been clocked to run as fast as Henry did on that run.
Bro.
That guy is what, 6'3", bro? Did you see on the one play where Micah Hyde was the only defender left on a run and he had to put his shoulder down? I felt so bad for him, bro, because he know that he did not want to do that, bro.
Yeah, I would have been like, go ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
I would have walked him in.
Something to note in the comment section below. What do you think about the odds that Ryan just laid out? Who are your picks? Who are your favorites for MVP, for Super Bowl?
I like this Derrick Henry dark. I don't even think he's a dark horse. These odds are going to change real fast.
Well, the fact that they haven't corrected after that game, it's kind of crazy.
I mean, quarterbacks run the league, but bro, who's been the most impressive football player this year?
Kyler's been very impressive. Derrick Henry's been extremely impressive.
Single-handedly.
Yeah. You got guys like Jamar Chase who've been extremely impressive.
Yeah. They got him as the leader to win rookie of the year right now. So
yeah, Jamar Chase has been really impressive, man. And then you got guys like Mahomes who haven't been as impressive, but 3-3. You know, they're a little banged up. We'll see what happens.
They're not gonna give Prescott the MVP because they're gonna give him comeback player of the year, and they're not gonna give him both awards.
Mm. You don't think so? Mm-mm. They're gonna we got this one for you. You get the Intercontinental.
Yeah, no, for real.
That's like in WWE, the Intercontinental Championship, where you get that, and then there's the WWE Championship.
Yeah, no, they're not giving him. Yo, Derrick Henry is my favorite right now. Derrick Henry is my favorite. If he don't get hurt, knock on wood, if you're with me, he's winning MVP.
Mm. Yeah. So your buy low window for Derrick Henry is closed.
Yo, I want to see we'll check this next week. I want to see what his odds are. They're at plus 3,000 right now. I'm going to put something on this, whether it's $5, $10. I want to see what his odds are next week. And I bet you the numbers dropping to like plus 1500 or plus 1000. Mark my words.
If you right now at their age right now, not as rookies, if I gave you to start a franchise and I said you have to pick from one of these three running backs, who are you taking? Aaron Jones, Derrick Henry, or Christian McCaffrey?
Fully healthy.
Yeah, let's turn off the injury.
Right, Aaron Jones is last.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. It's tough, man. Derrick Henry, I love CMC.
Why is that decision so hard? Like, especially after. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Because CMC to me is like the total package. Like, bro, he's almost unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
But Derrick Henry is unstoppable. So, right? Like Jada Kiss said, like, it's good, but it's not. I think Derrick Henry is 1A and McCaffrey is 1B. Like, I'd have to go Derrick Henry. He's a wrecking ball. If I was the owner of this team or the coach, I'd be passing him out the backfield. Hey, good luck, corners and safeties trying to tackle this guy with a running start. Yep. Nope. That's not happening.
Yeah. Speaking of which, before we get to the other side, I want to introduce a new segment here on the fly. Okay. I've been thinking about this and I was like, how are we going to do it? And I think you gave it to me. Okay. So I'm going to give you a team. Or I'm going to give you a scenario and you're going to tell me if it's good or not enough. You're going to Jada Kiss it. You're going to say it's good or it's not enough.
I like it.
We got the Panthers at 3-3. Their defense has been amazing. Are they good or are they not enough?
I think they're good, but they're not enough, man. Like, again, I think I mentioned it last week. That division is too tough, minus the Falcons. Like, the Bucs, defending Super Bowl champs, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. And the Saints, I mean, yeah, they have Jameis, but they still have a better coaching staff. Like, I just feel like the Panthers have, and we're seeing it as of late, like, they were really beneficial of a poor schedule to start, and they took advantage of it, rightfully so, but it's just not enough, man. I don't think they have the power. They'll finish, like, again, where I don't like my teams that I root for to finish, like, right in the middle of the pack and have, like, the 16, 17 pick in the draft. Like,
yeah,
that's trash.
Like the lovable losers, bro. Like,
yeah, like, that doesn't
help my franchise get better.
Yeah, but give me three losing seasons so we can rebuild.
Yeah. I'm gonna give you, man, the Colts had an impressive game against the Texans, right? Like, that was pretty good. Carson Wentz is a quarterback, starting quarterback to get to the playoffs. Good or not enough?
Yeah, with the Colts defense, I think the coaching staff,
the running game.
Jonathan Taylor, except this week, I hope you don't. He's been running out of his mind. Right, yeah. A little slow. get your little 50 and a touchdown, that's cool. But don't go for no three touchdowns. But anyways, I'm gonna be honest. I was skeptical to start the season because all these injuries that they had and coming into it, but I think it's good enough, man.
Yeah, so it's good.
It's nice. It's good. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I like that.
He's been impressing me. He's been impressing me a lot, man. Who'd they play Monday night that they beat? Or the Ravens, right? Oh, the Ravens came back and beat them.
The Ravens came back and beat them.
Yeah, but yo, that was a great game.
Yeah. Let's see. I got another one for you, and it's Ryan Tannehill. You see him play as a quarterback like last year, and I think his skill set last year was perfect, right? They tried not to, like, let him do too much. They opened it up a little bit. He had a great year, I think his career year last year, got him into the playoffs. This year, expectation is maybe get him deeper. They just beat the Bills. Is Ryan Tannehill good or not enough?
And
to take the Tennessee Titans deep into the playoffs and into the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it's not enough. I think the only reason that Tannehill is good is not because of him, right? It's because the talent around him. Like, you have a prominent receiver in A.J. Brown, Julio, who's always hurt, so he's irrelevant. You have the best running back in the NFL, who they're not scared of you, Tannehill. They're not game planning for you, Tannehill. They're game planning for Derrick Henry. Yeah. And I think Carson Wentz has the benefit of that as well, but I think Carson Wentz has a little bit more grit, like,
I mean, the Carson Wentz doesn't have an A.J. Brown or Julio Jones to throw to.
Exactly. He has a Jonathan Taylor who's good, but he's not Derrick Henry, man.
He's got to use Mo Alley Cox.
You know what I mean? He makes Mo Alley Cox look good. I just think it's not enough, man. Like,
okay.
If they make the playoffs, which they should easily win that division unless the Colts come in and sneak it out. But it's just another first-round exit.
Oh, man. So we'll revisit that.
Unless Derrick Henry can carry them to a championship. I'm not going to sit there and act like they can't. Like,
they could just run Wildcat. They could just run Wildcat, probably.
Max, don't even throw the ball.
No, that was Derrick good. Henry passes. And that was our first good, but not enough. We're gonna put his face in there somewhere and maybe send him a check, all the views we get. It's about anything else, dude, before we head to the other side and just look at the lights out league matchups?
I mean, if we didn't really look at anything for this week, if we're quickly looking. Game of the week, I want to try to do that every week.
Okay,
just what game I'm looking forward to watching the most and seeing how it pans out.
Okay.
It's going to be, I think for you, you mentioned it was the Titans and Chiefs, right?
I love that. I love that matchup. Fantasy wise, you love that matchup, but even for playoff implications as a Bills fan, you know, the Bills losing and going into a bye, that's going to sting, right? And obviously there are learnings from that, but the consolation you have is that you have two teams that you're probably going to be vying for playoff positioning, playing each other.
Yeah, so let them beat each other up.
Let them beat each other up and let's see how they react against each other.
the other game that I'm looking for is what we started with is that Bengals Ravens, man. Like, hey, can the Bengals do it? Division game, you can beat the Ravens coming off of two big wins.
I'm telling you.
Hey,
remember these faces. Remember
the points.
Remember these faces. When the score of that game is closer than a lot of you think.
33-30.
And what I want y'all to do is also look at all of these experts that are going to pick the Ravens to blow out the Bengals. Watch that.
Yeah. I think that line gets closer because there'll be a lot of people putting money on the Bengals. Watch. But before the game starts, it might be like -5, -5.5. It's at 6 right now. Mm-hmm. Watch it get lower.
We also talked about another matchup. That has, I don't think it has playoff implications, but it's an interesting storyline to this one. The Lions and the Rams, because we got Stafford playing the Browns. I mean, the Lions. And then we have Goff going back to Los Angeles. So it's either.
Is the Lions' first win? Are you telling me take the Lions and the Bengals? Is that what you're telling me?
No.
So I'm going to parlay them. So now...
Yo, you put 10 bucks on that. You probably made a nice little come up if it hits, though.
Yo, hold on. Let's see what that is. Yo, 2,200. Yeah. 20... Hey, 10 bucks to win you 200. Hey, free pick. Lock of the week.
But remember, we're telling you to only put $5 in, okay?
Yeah. Hey, you got $5 to throw away? Bengals and Lions parlay money line. Take it. Yo, if that hits, you can. I'll send you my Venmo name and you can donate.
Yeah. The next one,
that's exciting. We got a nice little narrative street, right?
Mm-hmm.
As they say, man, the Rams always feel like they could lose every game. And what do the Lions like doing?
They like running the ball.
Yep. And what do the Rams not know how to do?
Or their defense is geared to allow you to run because they feel like they're just gonna they're just gonna blow you out. So you're gonna have to play keeper.
No, hey, I'm buying what you're selling.
Yo, I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. We'll see what happens.
But adds to my ticket.
Just create another one, your real ticket.
That's wild.
I don't see any other ones. I see like the Bears.
A lot of vanilla matchups.
Yeah, I see that. I feel like a lot of lopsided matchups. You got the Lions 0-6, Rams 5-1, Eagles 2-4, Raiders 4-2. That one could go either way. The Texans 1-5, Cardinals 6-0, Bears 3-3. You know, surprise 3-3, right? And the Buccaneers 5-1. And then the Colts 2-4, Niners 2-3. I think this is the matchup to figure out who's for real.
Bro, so I think this is the first week I've seen where there's the Packers are -9.5 versus Washington. So we'll just call it 10. But there's four teams favored by 10 or more. That's wild.
God. So the Rams, the Cardinals.
Yep. Bucks versus the Bears.
The Bucks. The
Packers 9.5 versus the Washington. Yo, and I'm looking ahead by accident. Yeah, the Rams play the Texans next week.
Oh my God.
Layups.
Damn.
Put the house on it. So now don't, because the Rams have a way of losing games.
The house to us, when we say bet the house, it means bet $5.
$5.
Yeah. Don't exceed $5.
A play schoolhouse or whatever those things are called.
Right. A lot of great matchups coming up next week. Speaking of which, do you have anything else before we go to the other side?
Nah, let's go. Let's go to the other side.
All right. So we're going to head over to our lights out portion of fantasy football. Please make sure you check it out. We'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League, where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. That was quick.
Awesome. I like bringing that aspect too to see what Vegas is thinking.
Yeah, that's a nice little twist. You surprised me with that. I mean,
I wasn't even meaning to do that, but shit, I'm looking at them all the time, so I might as well. you guys are watching, that's what I'm thinking about as far as who to bet on. Yo, I'm legit going to parlay the Lions and the Bengals this
week. Yeah, me too. And you know what? I'm going to put my ticket so everybody could see it.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it right here in this part before
And I'm going to put that Derrick Henry plus 3,000. I'm putting something on that for the MVP because I swear, man, there's no way I don't see him winning the MVP this year. It just looks too good. They're like rolling the red carpet out for him. Every team is like, yeah, go ahead, run.
The way he's going, I think Dak would have to put up a crazy, like the Cowboys would have to be 13-4.
And I tell you why it's not going to happen though, because the Cowboys run the ball too much.
Per usual, I'm going to share my screen and we're going to go over last week's matchups and briefly go over next week's matchups. Keyword on briefly. And here we go. So really quick, my matchup. Can you believe it?
Wow. First up. Hey, how scared were you?
Yo, I was telling you, another Monday night after Henry broke that 76-yarder. And A.J. Brown had zero, right? The guy apparently ate some bad Chipotle and lost 8 pounds in a day.
What?
He had food poisoning from Chipotle.
Oh, is that what it was? I didn't hear. Wow.
Yeah. So he was getting IVs during the game.
Wow. He's a trooper, bro. Did you see that thing? I don't know if you want to put it on here. I'll send it to you. It was the Jordan thing where it had Derrick Henry as like.
Yes.
I think Mike put it in the chat. Yo, that was hilarious.
That was fire. But they said that it should have been the other way around, that A.J. Brown should have been Pippen and Jordan should have been Henry. But, when you have a great running back that you can do this and then pull the ball away, and you have A.J. Brown, who's probably the best at coming across. The best at coming across the field.
How did he score 102 points? You see 2-2-5-4-1. Like, what the?
Because there's some teams that have these hitters like this and like this, right? There's some teams that they need their two hitters to show up like this and then the rest of the team to kind of show up. This week, it wasn't. He got this no production from the receivers. It was good,
but it was not
enough. I just think his two receivers kind of let him down. Evans.
Yeah, no, that's big.
Yeah. McLaurin was getting targeted like crazy too. So 8 targets, man, for him to only get 28. I'm super happy about that. But you know, at least to me, it gets me over the hump. I got my win. At least I won't be the only person ever to go winless. I'm cool with that. And yet another week where I lost the starting running back, my second starting running back, and I lost the other guy, Damian Williams, who was supposed to be a replacement to my guy on the bye weeks, and he had COVID, so I couldn't use him.
Rolling out the replacements.
And then the tight end that I traded for to specifically have the stack so I didn't have to worry about anything anymore, he had COVID. So
So you put this team together with glue.
Yeah, so this is my C team, my D team, so, but still. I see Henry and I see Mahomes and I'm like, damn, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But, you know, a win is a win, man. And I'll take it. GG's to you, nice. To you, Nelson. Good game, man. Tough team. moving on to the next matchup. We got your matchup.
Nice battle, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really good battle, man. And again, you know, you start doing the post-mortem after a matchup of things that I could have done to change it, which is kind of a rabbit hole to get into, right? Because it really kind of leave you a little upset, but at least there's like, all right, there's some moves I could have made. I'll just readjust and move on next time, right? But Herbert putting up 14, we could talk about it. If he just, you know, gets his average, you know, that's pretty much all you needed from him. And the fact that he faced Baltimore on you know, within that hype window after that big win on Monday, I think it was just recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
Especially after Herbert put up 50. After Herbert put up 50, I think that was your ultimate warning to stay away for at least a week.
He burnt out.
Yeah. And then we talked about Damian Williams and then Khalil Herbert.
Yeah. Herbert showed up for him. That was a great pickup by him.
Really nice. Him. Yeah.
His team overall pretty balanced.
And you know what? If you look at the team he drafted versus the team he has now, he made some moves to get himself to where he is now. So Burrow, a trade last week. Chase, he picked him up. Now he has the stack, and it's a formidable stack, right? Now you have to figure out whether or not it's matchup dependent, right? Are these kids for real?
Facts. But I love what my running backs are doing, man. Like, for me, I lost this. I didn't lose. Mike beat me. But the reason he beat me is because Herbert put up 14. That doesn't usually happen. But, hey, GG's to him. And I feel good even after a loss, man. Like, I know what my team can do legit. My running backs, I didn't expect them to be this good. I'm going to be 100% with y'all when I went zero RB. But, boy, oh, boy.
Yo.
If James Robinson, Leonard Fournette, y'all think they're a joke still?
I don't know. The usage is looking good, and all of the the shares, the snap shares, and all that stuff, it's favoring those guys. So you just want Fournette someone that's gonna get someone that's gonna get as many opportunities as possible. Yeah, those two guys are getting opportunities, especially Fournette in that offense. That offense is good. It's always in a red zone.
With one hamstring, Tyreek Hill scores 13 points. Like, bro,
unreal, unreal.
Unreal.
But really good matchup. The Bills getting 3 points at some point. You're like, yo, are the Bills defense going to lose points?
I was hoping. I was doing the math, but it was physically impossible after that pick.
Yeah. The pick was – it did it. But, hey, you see, you never know with these matchups. You think that one of the players are going to be the boom players, and it turns out to be like a Leonard Fournette, right? Like some guy, a guy that you expected to get you – yeah, like maybe RB – low end RB2 numbers, maybe flex numbers, and he's a high end RB2 right now. So
yeah, Leonard Fournette was my quarterback this week.
yeah. But yeah, man, good game. HHM, man, pulling himself back up to 500, making that, you know, crowded in there. Yeah,
he needed a swing too, coming off those losing streak he was talking about. So that's big.
Yeah, and I don't think we'll ever see the commission on the pod again because of that. I think he says every time he joins the pod, he goes on the losing streak. So
yeah, so I think he'll stay off for now until he goes on the losing streak.
I honestly don't think anyone wants to join the pod because I think who was on it? John joined us last week, right?
Yeah, and he lost.
He didn't invite everybody on this
pod curse. Yeah, round table next week.
Yeah, we need everybody on.
Everybody loses.
Yeah, we got Suicide Squad putting up 126 against a very high scoring and formidable opponent, the bus that does not stop, although got a flat tire this week. 114, no struggles, 5-1 now. That stack Monday night, that stack did it. That's all he needed, pretty much. And Jonathan Taylor with 27, obviously.
Yeah, those bye weeks coming in. I mean, you got to give it up to Will. He put up a fighting effort. 114 is tough to lose with. That's a lot of points, man.
That is a lot of points. I mean, you know,
Williams again. Like, I don't know, man. Two boomer busts for me. Like 128, 226, like.
And there's like no method to the madness either. It's like
there isn't.
yeah. Dak Prescott looking like an MVP. Hunter Henry, he picks him up. And if I would have picked up Hunter Henry, he would have zero every week. Will picks him up and he gets 8.5. He picks up Patrick. 10 points.
I was wondering where he got all his points from. His defense had 18. I'm like, how the hell did he score so many points?
And the Rams defense. If you can have the highest scoring defense on every year, you're going to be in a position to make the playoffs. Look at the New England Patriots defense a few years ago. Some of these fantasy defenses with their matchups, like, look, the Rams are playing the Giants last week. Who are they playing this week? The Detroit Lions and then Houston the week after. You should bench them this week. anything else on this matchup, bro?
I'm picking the Rams to lose, so.
Eckler with 5, you know, this is probably going to be one of his lowest scoring games of the year, right?
Yeah, and the only reason he had that many points is because he had 48 receiving yards, so.
Facts. Josh Jacobs is doing his thing, huh?
Touchdown dependent, that's what he's been.
Yeah, he has
been. Because his yards are trash.
Yikes, that's true. And Drake looks really good. That new coach looks like he likes Drake.
Yeah, Drake's been moving, man. They start both. Hey, we're gonna start a new trend. You start two running backs from the same team in 1 week.
Yeah.
We got Will doing it. We got John doing it. I mean, not John. We got London doing it. We got Keith doing it. Hey, you're next, Carl.
Carl, you got to do it, bro.
For the culture.
For the culture, for the pod, for all of us.
For the league.
Believe us. Nah, that was a good matchup, though. It was a good matchup to watch. I think coming into Monday night, we knew Josh Allen was going to put up the points that he needed to get him over the top. So,
good. Finally, no more undefeated teams in this league.
No more undefeated teams. I am not devastated over that at all. Because there's no more winless teams either.
Max, hey, monumental week.
On to the next one. Oof. I got an oof for this one.
How do you even score 67 points? I know I put up 71, but damn, 67.
I put up 70, and that was tough to do. So, Stevenson with a touchdown. Wow, hey, that's
right,
pretty good.
Right spot.
Yeah. I'm sure he got a medal for that one. for having a 1 point projection to have it at 12, that'll get you a medal.
That's a bold move, Cotton.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he might have just chalked it up like, yeah, I know I'm going to take this L.
I mean, after he stole the one last week, shit, he's playing with house money at this point, right?
Facts.
Stafford with 34 against the Giants, and with that schedule, man.
Yeah, this is Keith's team when it booms. Like, if it booms, which it won't every week, he could put up 140, but that's not – I mean, Waddle, we're not seeing 19 again, let's be honest. CeeDee Lamb never scoring 27 again. And Stafford, four touchdowns. That's big. I think that's more repeatable. I think Aaron Jones could do that again. Mm-hmm. Joe Mixon, 21, possibility. And Hockenson finally shows up.
And we said Joe Mixon wouldn't get 21 the rest of the year. He just got 21.30.
21.3.
I guess we forgot.
They played Detroit.
We forgot he was playing Detroit.
Everybody. I could score 20 points versus Detroit. And I'm not even in the league.
I scored 20 points against Detroit last week, and I didn't even play.
Facts. No, that's an automatic 20, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Detroit Pittsburgh plays the Rams this week. Shit. And
Pittsburgh's defense is looking good this week too.
Yeah.
Or
no, facts. And they only got him 10 points.
Five
Yo,
sacks.
This defense
and a fumble recovery.
How does that even make sense?
Five sacks and a fumble recovery.
Isn't that 7 points right there?
But they put up 14 to 20.
Good God. The scoring and defense is atrocious. Tyler Lockett.
Yeah. Tyler Lockett. Let's look at his. Yo, I didn't want to deal with this shit, bro.
Hey, who knew that was coming?
Bro, this podcast did. This podcast did. Because that's what he does. And, you know, when Russ comes back, who knows? He probably, you know, regains that even more boom tendency, but good luck. Good luck. At least you got Devontae.
Facts.
Yeah, it's two receivers. So that was another interesting game, right? And because now there's 2-4 and two teams. Again, kind of brings...
Three calls, 4-2, I think, too.
It packs the middle up.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next matchup, and that is a TBD against the whole show. And the whole show, who was a guest on the pod, and he lost.
He wants Javonte Williams to be good so bad.
Yeah, I don't think Gordon's going anywhere.
They're in a timeshare, but damn, Daryl. Damn, Daryl.
Damn, Daryl.
That's what you want CH to be. Yo, you better hope CH gets his leg cut off or something. Because... You don't want him to come back.
Yeah, Chenault sometimes. Again, Chenault reminds me of Cordero Patterson, his early years. They just have no idea how to get him the ball.
Yeah.
They have no idea. And they should.
Keep giving it to James Robinson.
Yeah,
Chenault.
That works. Rondale Moore, he got some rushes. He got some things. You know, that was. I know that pickup was more to try to, you know, siphon some points from Kyler. You had a better chance of getting AJ Green.
Waller, tight end one.
Yes, sir. Let's see what Waller's done. Before he's Waller was before Waller was untradeable.
Yeah.
Now he's on the market. He's on the block.
Fire sale.
He's not on our block.
AJ, Antonio, are they going to shut him down?
I don't think so. I think they're going to play this, you know, questionable game with him all year. Because why are you undergoing MRIs on a shin that we already know has a fracture in it? It's not going to get any better. You can pad it up, but doctors are saying it's not going to get better. Go ahead, keep putting him out there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Somehow he still plays every game.
Yeah, he'll leave and he'll come back. Yeah. Hey, I gotta give it to the kid, man. He's got some heart, man.
Yes, sir.
But
yes,
he's on my team.
And another guy that you gotta give it to, Harris, man. He's surviving because he's 22. because the amount of touches he gets.
I tell you this, and if he makes it through this whole year, I'm gonna be shocked. Yeah. And I hope he does because I don't like injuries. God, they're abusing him, man.
They're using him a lot. But it's either that or you subject Big Ben to more dropbacks.
And I would hand it off to Harris every time too if I was that team. But
me too. Bro.
I don't know, man. It's giving me like Saquon Barkley vibes where even if he makes it through this whole year, these next 2-3 years are just gonna be injury prone for him. He's giving me Saquon vibes.
Chuba's doing good.
He still has less fantasy points than James Robinson for the record.
Gotta clear the
record. I didn't draft him in the first round.
No, you didn't.
Chuba Hubbard's been. Is it Chuba? Chuba? What I don't even know how to say.
I hear Chuba. That's what I hear it. Most of the people pronounce it like. I wouldn't doubt it if it's Chuba. Either way, Mr. Hubbard over here has been a very good surprise for him.
Nice flex play for him. He might have to slide into his RB2 if Gibson can't go. But I don't know if he's trusting Gibson anymore. I think he's on Team McKissick.
Team McKissick, huh?
But we'll see. We can move on to this next matchup. I've seen enough of these.
Yeah, I've seen enough. And the last matchup, it's Ricky against Risky Business.
Everybody's got to win now.
Everybody's got a dub, man. So now there's no more of that. And now we got off the schneid, right?
Let me try to phrase this question. What's worse, losing to somebody who hasn't won? Or what would you prefer? It makes no sense. That's a dumbass question.
Go for it.
Okay. Dang. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to say, what would you prefer, losing to somebody who hasn't won or beating someone who hasn't lost? Obviously, beating someone who hasn't lost, but you see what I'm trying to go with this?
Yeah. Which one would be more satisfying?
Yeah. Or unsatisfying.
I don't know. I think anybody could beat anybody on any given week. That's what I've learned in fantasy.
Yes.
So I think to knock down the top team would probably be a little more satisfying because the guy in the bottom really is trying to claw his way up. So all you're trying to do is just end his year. So I don't think there's really much satisfaction in that. You want to bring a guy down to the pack, right? Like get him off that cloud. So
yeah,
humble pie is better served warm too.
Facts.
Yes.
Hey, Miles Gaskin's RB2.
Yo, man, it's gonna be tough.
Hey, great start this week.
It's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be really tough to figure out when.
If you could just realize he's a wide receiver and not a running back and stop handing him the ball, he'll be way better at fantasy if they did that.
Yeah, they just put him in the McKissick role.
Yeah, like third down, short, like give him the ball in space. Miles Gaskin is a beast, but handing him off behind these big linemen, bro, it's an L every time.
Yeah, that's very true. They had Gaskin split out wide, and I think they did a fade. I mean, I think he caught it, or it was a penalty on the play, but he's got hands.
Yeah, I like him as a receiver, but he's just not a running back, man. Like,
yeah. You can move him around. There's plenty of teams that got Gio Bernard made a career out of it. You know, like White from the Patriots. You know, you got
but who's the Dolphins coordinator? Because he sucks.
I don't even think he knows his name. I don't even think Flores knows his offensive coordinator's name. Not sold, but who knows? Those are the players that, you know, you're facing them. You think you got an easy one and bam, a 21 burger out of nowhere. You just got to know when to play them.
You don't want to play him. You start him versus the Bucks, and then you bench him versus the
Bucks. Yeah, like, who knows when to play him? Because that's not even, that doesn't even make sense, right? But
just, hey, if John still has that psych, the crystal ball, maybe we can figure it out.
Facts.
Keith knows, so ask Keith.
Dalvin Cook, a week after sitting out, comes back and promptly puts up 140 and a touchdown.
He's a stud, man, when he's healthy. We know that.
And the number one waiver pickup last week, Njoku, 6 yards. Oof, nice.
Joke's on you.
Very nice. This will come out after the waivers again. It's Christmas to me every Wednesday morning. But again, it's good to get off the, you know, winless circle, so... Shout out to y'all. We're going to do something different with our next week's matchups. Because we don't show the benches and because a lot of people are still tinkering, this is going to be the view that we're going to get for the matchups for next week.
Yeah, overview, we can kind of go over the matchups, see, like, we got some not really prime matchups. I guess me versus Carl, 4 and 6 seed. Like, everybody else, whole show and preparing the Humble Pie, 9 and 10, like, besides that, everybody else is kind of like,
to be damned. And HHM is another one because you got a guy super at the top. Playoff team. So that could shift the balance a little bit. I'm at the point where I can't even worry about that, those records. For me, I have to go in every week being 0-0 and not look at that because I got a long way to go. I happen to have some fortuitous bye weeks on his end, right? That we'll see.
Like I said, some tough matchups. Mm-hmm. We kind of talked about some of the matchups earlier before we came to the league. So looking to see, is there anybody you want to see lose?
No, I want to see everybody lose except me, right? Like that, I can't have it that way. I just want the player. I want this picture down here to be, I want all of us to be right here in this middle.
All 500.
Yeah, I want it to be as close. And in this league, historically, that happens. Like the last 4 weeks of the season, there's a lot of teams still in the playoff race. So I just want to be somebody that's at least still fighting for a chance. I'm not eliminated as of yet. But to answer your question, I just want the teams up top to maybe get knocked down one level and the teams at the bottom to maybe move up one. Let's all get close. Let's get close, man. No social distancing on these standings. What about you?
I'm agreeing with you. I'm looking at some of the matchups and like if this guy beats this guy, it'll be a lot closer. So that's what I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the people who have worse records to win. I'm team underdog.
Team underdog. Yeah. Facts.
You guys can figure out after that.
Yeah, exactly. Nah, it's going to be a fun week, man. I think I want to, you know, spare us from being too long-winded with these matchups, especially because some people watching may not know who the hell we are or what the hell we have.
Do we have to talk about biggest blowout? 78, is that the biggest of the year so far?
Yeah, so we do acknowledge it, and we've acknowledged ours, so we're going to acknowledge this one. 78. Yeah, show enough, man.
Is it me or some? These are some of the biggest blowouts I've ever seen.
The most lopsided, right?
Yeah, I've never seen this crazy.
I don't think he'll put up 67 the rest of the year. I think he'll be fine, but 67 is pretty low. And what that does is, if you're looking at tiebreakers, that does this. You know, when you're looking at points four, and you know, you look at the sixth spot, which you have. Look at these. He has to hope at this point that he has the wins.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that this allows me to see. Like when I put up 70, I put myself behind, man. I'm still catching up. And I put up 2 weeks over 115 and a week over 105 or something like that. I'm still playing catch up.
Facts.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it, man. You got anything else?
Nah, I'm looking at some things I'll keep to myself, but yeah, man. 5 weeks, man. I think they're saying this is one of the biggest bye weeks ever in NFL history.
By Mageddon,
yeah. So, I mean, prepare for war. Because war is coming, man. And if you have no depth, well.
You have death.
Death is near.
Facts. It's crazy now thinking about where we are, week seven now. A week away from the old halfway point, right? Because the halfway point is essentially now week nine.
Well, the playoffs start week 15.
So week 14. I just mean NFL season.
Wow. Oh yeah. Sorry. Week nine.
It's crazy how we still have no idea what some of these teams are. And we've seen a lot of players boom. And the defense is still maybe trying to catch up. What is going to happen next week? What's going
to
happen
next? Is it safe to say, and what we can end with this, is it safe to say that Derrick Henry's the best fantasy football player in the league right now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say so. You got guys that are like a given. He's as guaranteed as they get. Like CMC healthy, you know, CMC is more than 15 points. Right. Henry at this point, I don't see how anyone could keep him from scoring 20.
Yeah. His projections. I just don't get how they're not like 20 every week.
Cause they're still not respecting the pass. They're still not believing that he's involved in the pass enough, bro. They ran a lot of design passes yesterday to him. That could have easily been handoffs, right? Like, it's brilliant. Why am I going to keep running this guy behind this line where I could just make a move to the flat, give him a quick pass, and have the lineman move over for a quick screen? Him in space against a cornerback, bro, like, that's just abuse, man. This has been, if no one's noticed, this has been the King Henry version of the podcast, the Fantasy Standard.
He'll be on the cover just by himself.
Yeah, he'll be on the cover by himself. You might see Justin Tucker in there.
Don't look too hard.
I do want to mention that the music in this podcast and all of the episodes before and all of our shows on this channel, for that matter, they're produced by Infamy. Make sure you check them out, www.infamysounds.com. dope, talented. You've heard his music, it's really cool. Check him out. Anything from you, Ry, before we go? Any final words?
Good luck, everyone, and I don't mean that.
Good luck to everyone.
Very good luck.
And we'll see who joins us next week, because apparently, you know, busy times.
Let me go put my bets in.
Yes, sir. We're gonna share, we're gonna put it in, and we're gonna share it on this pod so everybody could see that we did that. If you want to join, but remember, when we say bet the house,
$5,
it means $5.
We got five on it.
On that note, for Ryan, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.